Letters to TW. Tell us what you think. Thanks very much for the books and the magazines. Where will I start, or how will I start to appreciate how much your publications have blessed me and people around me? You see the things that are happening around the world. Many people see it just as random events and conflict, but the 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return booklet really polished my understandings and opened my eyes to discover new things. That's from T.I. Lim, Cameroon. In reading the booklet, Who or What is the Antichrist?, I was somewhat intrigued by the challenge regarding the Ten Commandments. So I wrote to an old college friend, now a minister in a very liberal mainline Protestant church. I asked this specific question. Pastor, does God require true Christians to keep the Ten Commandments? I fully expected him to answer with one word, that being, yes. However, I was quite surprised as to the answer I received, which is as follows. Quote, no, but it is a semantic point. Jesus says he came not to do away with the law, but to fulfill it. In the process, he changed the focus. Rather than the law of the Torah, he expressed the law of love. Living the way of Jesus will fulfill the law from a positive standpoint. End quote. This makes no sense to me. How is it that Christianity has become so perverted and distorted in our world today? That's from M.B., Wichita, Kansas. By intervention of the Holy Spirit, it seems your magazine was delivered to my home in error. I delivered it to its proper owner, but would like to receive your publication for myself. I am also interested in your Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. I find your publication informative and timely, given the world events shown on our TV screens. That's from L.M., Chatham, Ontario, Canada. Whilst I have appreciated receiving your informative magazine in the past, I cannot accept receiving a magazine with the May-June 2015 disgusting picture on the cover. I was both shocked and horrified when I took your magazine out of my postbox to see the evil, large ISIS picture on the cover. To those not familiar with your magazine, it would certainly look like a publication promoting ISIS, and not a decent and respectable Christian organization teaching the good news about the kingdom of God coming soon. Therefore, I have to cancel my subscription to the Tomorrow's World magazine immediately, please. That's from R.S., Flinders Lane, VIC, Australia. Editor's note. A number of readers have commented on the cover of our May-June 2015 issue. Some praised it for its newsworthiness and frank portrayal of world events. Others objected to it for a variety of reasons. Some told us that the cover showed a staged provocation by anti-American terrorists, which, because it was staged, should not have been publicized. Others took for granted that the cover showed an authentic event, but said they did not want the Tomorrow's World magazine to make them think about the gruesome events that likely followed in the moments after the cover image. One cannot read scripture carefully and avoid the unpleasant subject of beheadings. Revelation 20 verse 4 indicates that some Christians will be beheaded for their testimony. And scripture documents the beheadings of Goliath in 1 Samuel 17 verse 51, and John the Baptist in Matthew 14, verse 10. Even so, the purpose of this magazine is not to shock readers for shock's sake. Rather, we strive to analyze world events plainly and honestly in light of Bible prophecy. As such, we certainly regret any upset or offense our May-June 2015 cover may have caused some readers.